Jesus in the Bible is called the goodness of God. And here's what the Bible says about Christmas. They're on your outline, Titus chapter 3. When the goodness of God appeared, that's Jesus, he saved us. At Christmas, God's goodness came in human form. God's goodness came in the flesh, the real deal. People go, oh, that's what God's really like. I can look at Jesus and see what God's like. God doesn't play favorites. He shines his goodness on all people, regardless of your background.
Merry Christmas. This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Is Christmas just for Christians? The answer to that question may surprise you as we begin this series called Christmas is for All People. Rick shows how God wants each and every person on this planet to share in the blessing that comes from celebrating the birth of Jesus. Now, in just a few minutes, we're going to tell you how you can get a copy of the beautifully designed and illustrated Daily Hope Prayer Journal. It's a great way to record and track your prayers. And you can find out more by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message. And if you want, you can just text the word DAILY to 99000 for more information. That's the word DAILY to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part one of a message called Christmas is for All People.
This Christmas, I want us to just focus on three words of the Christmas story. Just three words. You know the Christmas story. You've heard it over and over, year after year. And I want us to focus on the words, for all people. It's mentioned twice in the Christmas story. At the very first Christmas, here's what the angels announced to the shepherds. The angel said to the shepherds, Luke chapter 2, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. I bring you good news. I bring you really good news. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. Circle the phrase for all people. For all people. Now, do you notice any restrictions in that verse? No. Any qualifiers in that verse? No. Any limits in that verse? No. Any conditions in that verse? For all people? No. It doesn't matter if you're Buddhist, or you're Jewish, or you're Muslim, or you're Hindu, or you have no faith at all, or you're an atheist. Christmas is for all people. Good news of great joy for all people. You guys, after what we've seen in the news the last month, we need some good news. We need some good news. 40 days after Jesus was born, Mary and Joseph take the baby to Jerusalem to be dedicated in the temple. And there they meet a older priest named Simeon. And God had promised Simeon, you're not going to die until you see, your eyes have seen, the Messiah, the coming Savior of the world, when the Son of God comes to earth, when God comes in human form. Now, when Mary and Joseph show up, Simeon has no idea who they are. They don't know. He doesn't know who they are. But when he looks at this baby, he instantly knows this is the fulfillment of God's promise. Here's the Savior of the world. Here's the Son of God. This is God coming in human form. And he says this in Luke chapter 2, verse 25. I have seen the Savior. I have seen the Savior that you have given to all people. There's the word again, to all people. He is a light to reveal God to the nations. Christmas is for all people and for all nations. What Jesus came to do is for all people and all nations. Now, at Saddleback Church, we take this verse very, very seriously. We are an all-nation congregation. And in the last 10 years, we sent over 17,000 of our members to 196 countries. That's two more than in the UN. That's every country in the world. But the other thing is, we are an all-nation congregation because this church now speaks 67 languages. We are Baskin-Robbins 67 flavors. And we like that. We say we want our church to look like heaven's going to look. Because in heaven, it's not going to all be one race, one age group, one economic status. It's going to be every culture, every race, every tribe, every nation, all kinds of different people of different backgrounds all gathered in heaven together. Now, why is that important to us? Because God doesn't play favorites. God doesn't have favorites. God loves and comes for all people at Christmas. And what I want us to do this weekend is look at the five things we learn about God from the story of Christmas. Five things that we learn about God and us, all people. You might write these down. Number one, the first thing that we learn about God from Christmas is this. God shines his goodness on all people. God shines his goodness on all people. Now, a lot of people don't get this. A lot of people think God is only good to people who are good. In other words, if you're good, you get the goods. But if you're bad, God's bad to you. And it's a performance-driven idea that only God only smiles at me if I'm doing good things. What they have done is they've confused Jesus and Santa Claus. Santa Claus is the guy who's making a list, checking it twice, gonna find out if you're naughty and nice. You better not pout, you better not cry. You know, he knows if you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake. That is a total performance-driven theology. But that's not in the Bible. That's not in the Bible. God shines his goodness on everybody. Let me show you some verses. Look on your outline. The Bible says this in the book of Job. God's light shines on all people. There's that phrase, Matthew chapter 5. God causes his sun to shine on all people, both good and evil. And he sends rain, and we need that, we need water, to both those who do right and those who do wrong. What is this verse saying? God doesn't play favorites with his grace, and he doesn't play favorites with his goodness. Now, the theological term for what I'm teaching you right now is called common grace. What it means is this: God's even good to atheists. God is good to people who rebel against him. God is good to people who ignore him their entire life. God is good to you whether you understand it or not, or accept it or not, reject it or not, or even realize it or not. Because everything good in your life is a gift from God. It all comes from God. The Bible says in Psalm 145, the Lord is good to everyone. That includes you. Now, what the Bible teaches is the exact opposite of what our culture teaches. Because the world teaches you this: you get what you deserve in life. You get what you deserve in life. And if you're not getting the goods, then you're just not working hard enough. And you just need to buck up and get it in gear and try harder, because you get what you deserve in life. There are entire religions built on this performance model. Buddhism is built on it. In Buddhism, it's called karma. Do you know what karma is? Karma is this idea. If bad things happen to you, it's because you're bad. And if good things happen to you, it's because you're good. And if terrible things happen to you, it's because you're terrible. Karma says you get what you deserve out of life. And if you've been a bad person, then all this bad stuff's going to get in you, and God's going to get even with you. Well, you know what? Karma isn't much comfort if I've gone through Hurricane Sandy. That's my fault? Are you kidding me? Karma doesn't help any parents who just went through a shooting last week. It's a very unsatisfying way to live. If you fall into a ditch, Buddha walks by, he'd say, that's karma. You're there in the ditch because you deserve to be in the ditch. You must have done something bad. Other religious leaders walk by and say, you're there because of this, 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 and this. Jesus walks by and says, can I give you a hand out? That's the difference. He came to be the savior of the world. Fortunately, God doesn't operate by karma. He operates by grace. I mean, really, do you get what you deserve in life? No. If you got what you deserve, if we all got what we deserve, we'd have nothing. Did you deserve to be born? No. Do you deserve the air you are breathing right now? No, that's a gift of God. Do you deserve the water you drink that sustains you? No, it's a gift of God. Everything in your life is a gift of God's goodness, whether you ever acknowledge God or not, because God's good to you based on who he is, not who you are.
Merry Christmas. You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. There's more teaching coming up next.
Hi, I'm Rick Warren, and Merry Christmas. You're listening to Daily Hope. Christmas is going to be here very soon. And Jesus said in Luke 14:23, go out into the highways and the countryside and urge everybody you find to come in so that my house will be full.
Who are you thinking of to bring to your church? Maybe it's a friend or a neighbor, or maybe your accountant or the person who rings up your groceries at the local market. Whoever it is, I want to challenge you to be a light at Christmas and invite them to services at your church.
Right now, we'd like to let you know that a very special friend of the ministry has offered a $100,000 matching grant for this month. Now, that means that when you support Daily Hope, every dollar will be matched up to $100,000 all the way to the end of this month. But please remember, if we don't reach the $100,000 mark by midnight, December 31st, well, we'll lose whatever is left over. So please give, however God leads you. These funds are critical as we go forward with our vision of sharing the hope of Jesus with more people who need it.
It's been said that prayer moves the heart of God. That's why I want to tell you about a very special resource Pastor Rick and his team created just for you. It's the Daily Hope Prayer Journal. This first-of-its-kind, vegan-leather, full-color prayer journal has sections to pray for specific people and situations, and space to express your gratitude and personal prayer requests to God. The 208 pages are beautifully designed and filled with inspiring Bible verses. This prayer journal is a spiritual growth tool designed to help you enjoy a vibrant prayer life, connect with the Lord, strengthen your prayer practice, and establish a consistent daily prayer time. When you give a gift to this ministry, we'll send you the Daily Hope Prayer Journal to say thanks. Quantities are limited, so get yours today. Go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy of this great resource. That's PastorRick.com. Or you can call 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Once again, here's Pastor Rick Warren.
God could have made the world all total gray, no color, no pleasure, nothing, no beauty in the world. But instead, God created color and allowed sunrises and sunsets. And then he gave you the ability with your eyes to see color and to enjoy it. What's the value of color? It's pure pleasure. That's the only reason for it. It's the only, and God gave it to you. It is a gift of God. Color is a gift in your life. God could have made food all taste bland, all taste the same. He could have made all foods taste like oatmeal. Instead, God created your taste buds, and then he made Cinnabon. What a God. I mean, really. What a God. Every pleasure in your life is a gift of God. It is God's givenness to you. God invented sex. What a God. God created all of the, every good and perfect gift, the Bible says, comes from God the Father. And it's a sheer gift. It is God shining his goodness on all people, even the people who are thumbing their nose at God and say, forget you, God. He's still good to those people. Now, why is this important? Because the secret of getting through tough times, let me give you a little tip, because you're going to go through, some of you had a really tough year this year. When you go through tough times, the secret to enduring tough times is to focus not on the problem, but on the good things in your life that God has provided to you. Focus on the goodness of God. Robert Reisner was a pilot in the Vietnam War. And when his plane was shot down, he was captured, tortured for 32 days, and spent the next 7 years as a prisoner of war, including 3 years in dark, solitary confinement. Can you imagine spending 3 years in the total darkness by yourself? That would drive most of us batty. He described those 3 years as the essence of despair. And the way that he kept his sanity during those 3 years in dark, solitary confinement was amazing. He pried the lid off the floor drain in his prison cell and lowered his head into the opening. And there he could see a ray of light and one blade, green blade of grass. Reiser said that little ray of light and that color, little bit of color, was like a daily blood transfusion for my soul. I would begin each day in prayer, lying on the floor with my head down that drain vent. And focusing on that little ray of light and that single blade of grass, I'd talk to God. It was my faith in God's goodness that kept me going all those years of darkness. He not only survived, he later got out, returned to the Air Force, finished out his career, and actually retired as a brigadier general. Now, I don't know what darkness you're in right now. Maybe you just can't find your way. And this Christmas is kind of tough, and you don't know which way to go. Look for God's goodness. You see, where? In the small things of your life. They're all around you. Look for God's goodness in the things you take for granted. When you get in bed at night, thank you, God, that I've got a bed. When you take a shower, thank you, God, for hot water. When you go home in a car, thank you, God, that I'm not walking. You can look off. If you will slow down and look around you, you will see 1,000 things a day of God's goodness in your life that you don't deserve. They're just gifts to you. And it all came because God shines his goodness on all people. Now, in the Bible, the goodness of God, that phrase is actually a phrase for Jesus Christ. Jesus in the Bible is called the goodness of God. And here's what the Bible says about Christmas. There on your outline, Titus chapter 3. When the goodness of God appeared, that's Jesus, he saved us. At Christmas, God's goodness came in human form. God's goodness came in the flesh, the real deal. People go, oh, that's what God's really like. I can look at Jesus and see what God's like. God doesn't play favorites. He shines his goodness on all people, regardless of your background. Number two, he not only shines his goodness, he showers his love on all people. God showers his love on all people. You see, God has never made a person he doesn't love. If your heart is beating right now, God loves you. If you're taking a next breath, God loves you. If God hadn't wanted to love you, you wouldn't be sitting there today. You wouldn't exist because God thought you up. God made you to love you. The whole reason you're alive is you were made by a loving God to be loved by him. God does not create anything that he doesn't love. He loves it all. And the Bible says he showers his love on you every day of your life. Shower. How many of you have ever been to a wedding shower? Can I see your hands? All right. How many of you have ever been to a baby shower? Can I see your hands? All right. How many of you have ever taken a shower? Can I see your hands? All right. If anybody didn't raise your hand on the third one, you have a right to move from next sitting next to them. All right. The Bible says this, Psalm 145, God showers compassion on all his creation. He showers compassion on everybody he's created. Now, I have to tell you, one of my pet peeves is water-saving shower heads. I hate those suckers. You know, this little bitty stream coming down. Don't call it a shower. It's a dribble. Okay? Now, I mean, here's this little stream coming down, these shower heads. Don't call it a shower unless it's a shower. Now, the Bible says God showers his love on you. He doesn't dribble it out a little bit at a time. He's not stingy like, you know, shower heads are with water. Psalm 42, each day the Lord pours out, circle that, pours out his unfailing love on me. He pours it out. You know, when I eat a salad and I use salad dressing, I'm not one of these people who dips the fork in the salad dressing and then a little bitty taste with, you know. No, I'm pouring it on. In fact, I want more dressing than salad, actually. And I'm pouring it on. And when I make a hot fudge sundae, I want to pour on the fudge. Not a little dabble do you. I want to pour it on. Now, it's dark Daniel plant approved chocolate, but I'm pouring it on. God pours his love on you all the time. Now, let me be clear about this. God loves you unconditionally, but he does not approve of everything you do. Unconditional love does not mean unconditional approval. Those are your parents. Do you love your kids? Of course you do. Do you approve of everything they do? No. Do you still love them? Yes. God loves you unconditionally. He does not approve. That does not mean because God loves you, you can just do whatever you want to do and it doesn't make God sad or upset, but he loves you unconditionally. And no matter what you do, you can't make God stop loving you. You can try, but you will fail. You could say, I'm gonna show that I can make God stop loving. You can't make God stop loving you, because his love isn't based on your performance. It's not based on what you do. It's based on who he is, not what you do. It is his nature. God is love. Now, you say, well, how do I know God loves me? I could give you 3 or 4 dozen examples. But since it's Christmas, let me just give you 2. Attention and action.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, and you've been listening to our series called Christmas is for All People. Now, if you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, simply go to PastorRick.com to listen again, to find out more about this ministry, and to sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional. Rick's going to be back in just a moment with a final word of encouragement, so please stay with us. It's been said that prayer moves the heart of God, and that's why I want to tell you about a very special resource Pastor Rick and his team have created just for you. It's our Daily Hope Prayer Journal. This first-of-its-kind, vegan-leather, full-color prayer journal has sections to pray for specific people and situations, and space to express your gratitude and personal prayer request to God. Here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
Did you know that today there's still almost 3,000 groups of people around the world that have no Bible, no believer in Christ, and no body of Christ, no church? Over 3,000 of those small tribes. One of the reasons I started Daily Hope was to help bring this awareness to the world and raise the funds to get a Bible, a believer, and a body of Christ in these last 3,000 tribes. I call it the final frontier. These people not only need to hear about the love of Jesus, they need to grow up. They need to be discipled in their faith. Now, I admit this is a big vision, but it's an important vision. It's a global vision. It's a timely vision. But every vision requires provision. And honestly, we wouldn't be able to even go after these tribes without your help. And that's why I can't fully express how much I appreciate your support for Daily Hope. When you give to this ministry, you're not only supporting this broadcast, but you're supporting our efforts to go to the final frontier, the final 3,000 tribes that have no Bible, no believer, and no body of Christ. Now, the reason I'm telling you this is I'm excited to share we have a generous couple who's offered a $100,000 matching grant gift to Daily Hope. What does that mean? It means any gift you give between now and the end of December will be doubled to match that amount. So I want to ask you to please prayerfully consider how you could give today to help us reach the final frontier of these tribes that have never heard the name of Christ in the coming year. To say thanks for your generous gift, I want to send you the brand new Daily Hope Prayer Journal. It's a great tool. You can keep a record of all your conversations with God. It's a beautiful vegan leather. It's designed with color illustrations, prayer prompts, encouraging Bible verses designed to help you experience a deeper, richer, more meaningful prayer life. Now, friends, even if you can't help us financially, I want to ask you to pray. Pray for us and pray these specific prayer requests, that I will faithfully teach God's word in a way that blesses you and penetrates the hearts of people who don't know Christ. Pray for the Daily Hope team, that God will encourage them as they create all of our discipleship tools and materials, which we want you to have to help you. And most of all, pray for these unreached tribes and groups of people who've never heard the name of Jesus. I'm praying for you during this Christmas season. Thank you so much for your generosity. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your support. You make it possible. Now join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our Daily Hope.
Now, quantities are limited, so get yours today. Go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy of this great resource. That's PastorRick.com, or you can call 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. And remember, all this month when you support Daily Hope, every dollar will be matched up to $100,000 till midnight December 31st. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.